If I was to cast one of the four of us as a teen wolf, probably go with Scott.
Am I more teen or wolf?
I think you hit that sweet spot.
Oh, okay.
Between teen and wolf. Yeah,
whereas Aaron is too far in the wolf category.
Yeah, I'm too teen.
I'm in a real identity crisis here, Al.
Nothing penetrates within Dawson.
Who do you see in the mirror?
Hey!
Earl Grey, hot.
Hello and welcome to the Incomplete series, your incomplete guide to every television show you've never watched. This is a podcast where we watch the first episode of a TV series and then the very last episode of that TV series and just try and figure out what that show was about. My name's Morgan and joining me to do this is my good friend, confidant and recently appointed lawyer, Mr. Jeremy Wiseman. Jerome, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well.
Any legal matters?
No, I'm not sure what you meant by the last one. I've been appointed your lawyer.
Yeah.
So I'm not a lawyer.
Have you sat the bar?
No,
but he's got like a legal background.
Yeah.
All right.
We've discussed this about how you'd be my lawyer.
Okay, for sure.
Cool.
I'll be your representation, but I'm not a lawyer.
You're a lawyer. Which brings me to Aaron, my rock. Aaron, how are you?
Thank you. I'm good, Morgan. Like, you're the rock?
Yeah,
I'm
like
your Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock Johnson. Yeah,
yeah. Good. I'll always be there to support you.
Excellent.
Of the four of us, you're the most like The Rock.
Yeah.
Anyway, and finally, the wind that gives my spirit strength to soar, Scott. Scott, how are you?
Oh, that was lovely. I'm really well. How are you? How are you, Morgan?
You know, I'm feeling pretty confident.
Have you got the strength to soar?
Got my wind and I have my lawyer in case something goes wrong.
Rock, wind, lawyer.
Yeah. You know.
Sounds like a really weird game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. And
that's how we decided who would be the, you know, the host. I'm doing air quotes right now of this podcast. Rock, wind, lawyer. Morgan won.
Exactly.
He invented the game.
Host, rock, wind, lawyer. Anyway, how are we all? It's good to be back here, sitting down again, talking about TV.
Another teen show.
Another teen show, yeah. We went from Teenage Witch to Teenage Wolf. It's good. It's exciting.
Yeah, both was W's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that part.
To was.
Jury is out on who will have the more successful career of Melissa Joan Hart and
the guy that played
Tyler Posey. Tyler Posey, who will have the more successful career.
He hasn't been on SVU yet, so he's got a long way to go.
So he's hanging on. There's still a chance he might
but
come good.
Team Wolf only wrapped up last year.
So he's got a chance. Mm. He's got a chance.
He could be hosting Dancing with the Stars any day now.
We're not hosting. He was just on it.
Sky's the limit, though.
She was well away from Rosie.
So yeah, he'll be joining
He'll
be joining that that alumni of James Vanderbeek and Dean Cain. That really, really top notch set of actors there.
Vanderbeek's done some stuff.
He played Diplo in a SBS Vice series.
Yeah, when he was like a DJ, right?
Yeah,
and people liked that, didn't they?
Mm.
Yeah,
I really want to watch it.
I will be.
That's a glowing endorsement.
So you said it's pretty good, but you don't actually know it. You've never actually seen it.
It's a good idea.
Okay.
Diplo's a real guy.
People thought it was like an actual show about. I thought it was an actual show about Diplo, but then it's just James Vanderbeek playing Diplo. Anyway, am I saying that right?
Who is Diplo?
A DJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Diplo. Duplo.
I would argue
Duplo's like Lego for toddlers.
Yeah. And I'd argue that Vanderbeek's more famous than Diplo.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yes, in certain circles, yes.
I would say if you look at Vanderbeek's body of work, I know it, and I don't know who Diplo is. So that's the evidence there for me.
And that's final.
This circle right over here.
Yeah, well, it's more of a square.
Not so much.
Yeah. There's more of a square.
Morgan, you're wearing like a Marty McFly-esque vest thing.
Why are we talking about my vest?
I was gonna mention it when you walked in, and I didn't.
It's a life preserver.
Mm. I like it.
I was watching. It's just
inflates.
It's a vest. My chest was my torso was a little bit chilly, but my arms were and the rest of my
need the mobility for the podcast
just in case. You know, so I can make my wild hand gestures as I talk and scream.
You do gesticulate a lot while we're podcasting.
This is true. But you're mentioning my vest while Aaron is wearing quite a.
Like a caftan.
Racy number.
Like that.
Yeah.
Sure, bit of chest hair.
Yeah,
a lot of leg.
I feel like you picked that up from
Ishka.
Like, Ishka. No, I was gonna say, what was that place? There's an episode of Seinfeld where
Kramer
goes there and he pretends to be Penny Packer.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight out of Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, pretty much. but anyway, let's look at Teen Wolf.
Oh, what about what Scott and I are wearing?
You look like regular schmoes on the street. Honestly,
you've got your green podcasting t-shirt on, Jez.
Yeah. I do, yeah.
Ready for limited success?
I am. Ouch. I have feelings.
Get rid of those. Also, when you're in the courtroom, you don't need feelings.
If I have limited success and you also have limited success because we're part of the same show.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of like a double edged sword.
You're going
one.
Down with him.
Yeah, you're going down with me. I'm dragging you all down with me.
That's good. That's good. But like,
wearing my mediocre green.
Teen Wolf. Let's look at the show. Teen Wolf. Jez, what did you know about Teen Wolf going in?
I've always considered myself a bit of a Teen Wolf. And that was it.
And then they made
sounds like you don't know anything.
They
about
made a show about you. Is that what you're trying to say? It's based on your life.
It's an original thought.
You're not quite astute enough.
I'm not. I am lacking the hair aspect, but I can shapeshift.
That's something.
At the start, no. I knew that there was I was going to say Marty McFly, but that's not the actor.
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox was in a movie in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Teen Wolf about a.
So you're dressed as the wrong Michael J. Fox character.
Yeah, I didn't get the memo. I didn't get the memo.
Very close.
Yeah.
Because what? Teen Wolf just sort of had like jeans and like a Letterman jacket, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And he had a lot of hair.
A lot of hair.
He was quite obviously a wolf.
Maybe a bit of hair.
Mm-hmm. Like a bit of hair on the face. It's thinning up top. But
don't tell the listeners that.
I had to get one back.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so
one across the top.
I didn't know this show existed until.
Oh, really? You'd never heard of it?
No.
That's interesting.
I was one up on that. I did know it existed, but not much more.
Mm.
Hadn't seen the movie. Hadn't seen Teen Wolf 2 either. That's T-00.
Has that got someone else in it?
Yeah, Jason Bateman.
Is it Jason Bateman?
Really?
I believe so.
Actually, no. Yeah,
quite a few years after.
Yeah.
There was a reboot you had which featured Jason Bateman in it. It was because of his work in Teen Wolf 2.
Beast Dad.
Yeah, of course. I should know.
I've never seen it.
So the only reason I know that Jason Bateman was in Teen Wolf 2 is because when I used to work at a supermarket, on one of the ends of the aisles, we had like a DVD display. And Teen Wolf 2 was on there. And all the time that I worked at that supermarket, no one ever purchased it.
Might have something to do with its 3.2 IMDb rating.
Yeah, it's an odd choice.
I don't know. So,
who is to know?
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not surprised it never got purchased.
I think I worked
at
that
store. You were there for like 3 or 4 years?
3 or 4 years, yeah. Damning review from the
from the people of that area,
the punters of Coles.
Yeah, Scott, what about you? Do you know much about Teen Wolf? I'm trying to work out who suggested this.
I believe it was actually somebody that I work with by the name of Haley. She suggested the show.
Okay. Was she a fan?
She has seen all of it except the last season. The Dexter
that's
treatment.
That's where we come in.
Yeah, exactly. We've done the advanced work on that,
so don't worry about that. I don't think I'm like Jez. I don't think I'd heard of it.
Okay.
Doesn't surprise me that they've made it into a show with all the Twilight-esque sort of things.
Yep,
something coming up. Revive, yeah.
Yeah, sexy werewolves is bank. So
exactly. It is. It's licensed to print.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of it because out of the four of us, I would say Scott is. I mean, I consider myself a bit of a Teen Wolf, but I'm not really. If I was to cast one of the four of us as a Teen Wolf, probably go with Scott.
Am I more teen or wolf?
I think you hit that sweet spot.
Oh, okay.
Between teen and wolf. Yeah,
whereas Aaron is too far in the wolf category.
Yeah, I'm too teen.
Yes, yeah. That's I can see that. It's a good choice. Yeah. It's a good choice.
All right.
So you're in my reboot.
Yeah, perfect.
Lovely.
And coincidence, but Teen Wolf. What's his name?
Scott. It is.
It is true.
Scott.
Mm-hmm. Are you Teen Wolf?
I didn't want to mention it, but...
possibly.
Personally
speaking, I had heard of this show. I hadn't watched it it's one of those shows where, like, if you jump on Fox 8 on Foxtel, they've just got, like... There's just, like, a limitless pool of...
Teen Wolf.
Of shitty sitcoms. Yeah, like, you know, your... Modern Families and Down.
Yeah.
And then shows like this, like Vampire Diaries,
ocean of them.
And it's just like, wow, how many of these are made? Mm. And there's a lot of TV networks in the US that have money that can do this. So.
Yeah, but this one on MTV.
This was on MTV.
Yeah, it was weird.
You couldn't tell by the
overlay.
18,000 songs that they have playing constantly. Well,
no, and then
every time
they
come up. The title of the song coming up.
This was on Netflix, so I actually picked, I watched this on Netflix. Oh. So
it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on the Australian Netflix. So I
is it?
Yeah,
that's a shame.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I watched the first.
That's the kind of garbage we get served.
Yeah, I know. We can't get It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but they'll give us bloody Teen Wolf. fuming. But yeah, no, the alt rock didn't strike me because it's like Pretty Little Liars had just alt rock, just as much alt rock
wall
as you
to wall,
yeah,
jam in. That's what they did. So I just didn't think anything of that. I call it the OC effect because the OC is the first teen drama that started doing that.
It's what the teens want.
Got away from those like classical scores from Dawson's Creek, and you go into just as much alt rock as you can put in.
the Bach and Beethoven in
as much. Yeah.
I was about to say, did you describe the Dawson's Creek soundtrack as a classical score.
I shouldn't have said classical score. It was a poor phrasing on my part.
Haven't you heard like the title song?
No, it's just all like it's
cheesiest 90s
sweeping symphony.
Well, apart from my trap, I keep it to be over.
Anyway, we're getting off track.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep the conversation topics to teens and or wolves.
Hey, you were talking about teens.
Yeah, we were.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. True.
Carry on.
Move to strike. maybe we should just get into episode one and get this thing moving.
Let's go. The Teen Wolf television production begins with a rather unsuspecting lead, Scott McCall, an asthmatic, average-looking teenager with hopes of making the school lacrosse team. After gallivanting in the woods with his mischievous friend Styles, played by Dylan O'Brien, Scott stumbles onto a dead body and is soon bitten by a werewolf. He notices some of his senses are heightened. Agility in order to make the first line in the lacrosse team, hearing to stalk the new girl Allison, and smell to find old pieces of gum in people's pockets. After bonding with Allison over hitting a dog with a car, Scott takes her to a party, only to get so erect that he flips into wolf mode, which I'm sure will be explored in a future episode titled Give a Dog a Bone. In his enraged state, he makes a friend, Derek, the werewolf who turned him.
You did this to me!
Was it really so bad, Scott, that you can see better, hear more clearly, move faster than any human could ever hope?
But also makes an enemy. There's a series of werewolf hunters, led by none other than Allison's father. But that's a story for another time, on Teen Wolf.
Why didn't we just watch Give a Dog a Bone?
It was definitely the better episode.
Yeah.
So that's what triggers his lycanthropy, not the full moon. Just,
well, I think it's a
rush of blood to the penis.
Little column A, little column B.
Yeah. I mean, these shows, they're all about sex.
They are.
Exactly.
It's all in the subtext.
Exactly. That's what these shows, that's what made Vampire Diaries successful. It's what made the other vampire one that's really famous that I can't remember the name of right now.
So we did successful. True Blood.
What's that?
True Blood?
Yeah, True Blood. Actually, True Blood, yes. But what's the other one? The one they made movies out of?
Oh, Buffy.
Oh, Interview with the Vampire.
That's the one.
Oh, Salem's Lot.
No. Not Salem's Lot. No, what's the other one? Vampires with James Woods.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Nope, okay.
You love that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a franchise. The second one had Bon Jovi in it. It was really good.
Oh, actually?
It did, yes.
Is it because he looks a little bit like James Woods?
Or, he does, yeah, but I think I wouldn't care to speculate on that.
Okay.
I don't want to get in the minds of the Paramount executives.
But so vampires sort of make sense with the erotic side of it, because that's the whole
biting
lore and mystique behind vampires. Very sort of passionate creatures. But I don't see werewolves sort of being like a... Yeah, I just describe vampires as passionate creatures. I've had a few run-ins with vampires.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Now, as soon as you've gone down that pathway...
Blew my socks off.
I've just immediately started thinking of... instead of like...
James Woods and I making love?
No. Well, now my mind's gone there. But, no, when you... like when
we're that happened?
When we're talking about the coach, that if it was a vampire show, the coach would be Coach Ferratu.
Oh, my God. This is why they don't let you write teen dramas.
But what, beasts don't do it for you?
No, I just like the whole wolf thing. There's nothing beasts. Sexy about that, really.
What are you
talking
about?
Well, I mean, he
does control. Do you know what annoyed me, actually?
Rush a dog bone?
So the werewolf that bites him is some guy whose
family burned down 10 years ago.
It burned.
I didn't really... I'm sure they explore that later. But when he turns into the wolf, he turns into this hideous man beast. And when Teen Wolf turns into a wolf, he's just like sort of him, but with sideburns.
Pretty much.
And pointy ears.
Yeah, Derek, he goes full, Derek?
Yeah, Derek. Yeah.
He goes full werewolf.
He really looks like the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. He's got that weird nose going on.
Makes sense, though.
Yeah, right?
You got to go full wolf.
Yeah. You do. He's more mature.
And Scott, your mate Scott. Longer.
My mate Scott.
Your mate Scott.
All Scots are the same.
Yeah. I know.
If I've learnt anything from growing up, being
I cracked
Scott,
this a long time ago. I mean, I'm the conspiracy. Anyway, he goes like 2% wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just enough to be just
really
ugly.
Good at lacrosse.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do we talk about the coach now?
You were saying before, no, one more thing. So you're saying he's just a regular nerdy teen.
Yeah.
Except he's incredibly ripped.
He is.
I assume it's kind of like the Peter Parker thing where he wakes up and he's just ripped.
No. He's doing chin-ups at the start.
Yeah. Like the opening shot. Yeah.
Well,
he's like sewing his lacrosse.
I guess he's just a super self-conscious teen then and just goes to the gym but just doesn't have any athletic ability.
He was on steroids.
I mean, he was a bench player for the lacrosse team.
As in he just did bench press?
Yeah.
He played bench?
He benches the entire team.
He benches the entire bench.
Yeah.
Now
I don't understand lacrosse. That could be a position.
Under the bench.
So are we going to get to Coach Finster?
Yeah, let's just discuss the whole lacrosse thing for a bit.
Interesting choice for lacrosse being the sport.
Yeah, it pisses me off when they do that in American movies. Yeah. Like American Pie.
That
lacrosse
was
a sport. What schools?
I mean, it is a sport.
Yeah.
But like the sport?
It's like dodgeball.
But do you remember, like,
soccer was the sport in the OC, which is weird.
Yeah,
that is weird.
But look, remember at our high school, like our high school was like weirdly renowned for volleyball.
Yeah,
true.
So you've got to find your niche.
Exactly.
Not everyone can be all-state basketballs,
I guess. But also, at our school when we played lacrosse, they'd bring out the lacrosse sticks for like one day a year and be like, "All right, guys, I don't know what to do with these, but just, I guess, throw a ball around."
Yeah, exactly.
Swing around, trying to take an eye out.
You never know, in 15 years, you could be doing a podcast about a show that where the high school's main sport is lacrosse. So
that's true.
Thank God.
Well, thank us then.
You're going to look like an
thanks
idiot.
Thanks, Coach Piper. You really helped us out.
Was that our...
I can remember
teacher?
Mr. Piper, so I just added coach in there. Just to help our American listeners.
In Australian schools, we often refer to the PE teacher as coach.
Yeah, coach.
Skip.
I don't think he was quite as enthusiastic as the coach from Teen Wolf.
You're in goal.
I've never played.
I know. Scoring some shots will give the boys a confidence boost. It's a first day back thing. Get them energized. Fired up. Try not to take any in the face.
I really did enjoy Coach Finstock.
Got such a weird voice.
It's so out of place.
So he's saying fire them up by sucking?
Yeah, let them score some goals. Yes.
Right.
Do we also have a clip of him trying to fire up the team in their practice game?
Oh, that was good.
If you don't make the cut, you're most likely sitting on the bench for the rest of the season. You make the cut, you play, your parents are proud, your girlfriend loves you, huh? Everything else is... cream cheese.
Kind of weird.
Out of control.
It's like if you're successful. It's kind of like if I'm successful at lacrosse, I'm successful in life, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. Did anyone actually like IMDb that actor?
Yes.
Because I was of the opinion while watching him, like, this man has clearly never acted in his life. And I was right.
Yeah, he's
never acted in his life. And
he's a comedian?
Weird comedian.
He was in Funny People as himself.
Yeah
I saw that.
Orny Adams.
Yeah.
And he has no acting experience. He's not acted in anything else since then.
How did he get in the show?
I don't know. It's the weirdest choice.
It's like 40 episodes.
Yeah. Like, he was in the finale, which we'll get to. But
who's the squeaky voice guy in like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and I Love You, Man?
Joe Latriglia.
Kind of looks like he could be his older brother.
He's got the eyes popping out.
Yeah.
What in God's name was that? This is a lacrosse field. What are you, trying out for the gymnastics team?
Just trying to make the shot.
Yeah, well, you made the shot. And guess what? You're starting, buddy. You made first line.
I'm 100% convinced that he has a cocaine addiction.
I was going to say, he is jacked on so much cocaine.
Out of control.
A lot of money in lacrosse coach.
I did look up Teen Wolf on YouTube, and one of the scenes they had on there was the coach at rehab.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they went into that.
Okay.
They addressed his cocaine addiction.
Yeah.
It's abundantly obvious when you see his eyeballs.
They are barely in his skull.
Yeah. They enter the room before he does, so.
But he was by far and away the best thing about episode one.
Yes.
He's a standout.
Which I must admit, like, similar to Smallville, I didn't hate episode one. Like, it wasn't good.
Hits all the beats.
But, you know, it's enough to... I must admit, the bigger thing I wanted to watch, I wanted to see more lacrosse. That's why I was like thinking about watching episode two. But, I mean, it wasn't like... It was that... I think we were talking pre-podcast how it's like nearly identical to Smallville episode one.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think, it's obviously following a formula of success. Teenage show, when you have some sort of superpower that's aligned with it. Some sort of adverse event happens and then it's like Buffy, you know.
Yeah.
Every supernatural thing represents some teenage problem.
Yeah. They're all allegorical examples of something.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
The troubles of growing up. The only thing that was missing that sort of deviated from the Smallville script was there was no flashback.
No.
To like his life before or something.
No.
Sort of. They gave us a small glimpse, but
yeah.
You know, but I mean, otherwise, it's the same script.
Yeah.
They just cross out Superman and write Teen Wolf. Yeah. Like, all right, here you go, guys.
Yeah. He's not an alien. He's a human boy. Let's just. He gets scratched by a wolf.
Yeah.
Done.
It's like Superman meets Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So it opens up with Scott being dragged out of his house by his friend Stiles.
Yeah.
Into the woods because Stiles' dad is a cop and they found half a body in there.
They only found half. We're going.
It's a real weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Your dad's police phone call. Yeah.
What are they going to do when they find the body?
And they're just like wandering around in the woods in the dark during a manhunt.
Yeah.
They could so easily get shot. Like they're looking for a murderer. Yeah.
Half a body.
Yeah.
That's a pretty gruesome slaying, if you mind. Like, if I'm 16, I'm not going out to the woods in the middle of the night to find the other half of a body where the killer is still at large.
When the dad finds him, he's like, oh, you're coming with me and we're going to have a talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a talk about, what is it? Like, personal
invasion of privacy.
Invasion of privacy.
I think
we're
going to
have
the issue.
I think we're going to have a conversation about, like, disturbance of a crime scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we should be talking about.
And why does Scott, like, not want to go with the sheriff? He's like, no, I better hide out and be here in the woods by myself now. And Stiles drove there. He's like, so I better have no way to get home either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't understand it either. How could that be any worse if he was there? Like, it doesn't really. It's not his parents.
Maybe
the sheriff's just going to say, Scott, you.
Yeah.
Oh. Are they going to shoot him or?
Oh, I know. Put him in the drunk tank.
So is your mate Scott here? Because we reckon it was him. You better not be here because
we got to pin this on someone.
That's maybe what he's worried about.
We've got orders to shoot him on site.
That's the thing. Stiles has had a lot of friends, but he's like, dad has pinned all these crimes on him.
They keep going down.
Stiles, you better not have another friend.
I swear to God, he'll be done for murder.
You know what I've told you in the past about having friends? Not in my house.
No, just disappoint you.
Yeah. What's his opinion on like having holes in his belt?
Not in his belt.
Stiles is a weird dude, though.
Yeah. He
knows way too much about wolves.
Because California doesn't have wolves, okay? Not in like 60 years.
Such specific knowledge.
I saw it.
It's a lot, again, straight out of Smallville with like Alison Mack, how she somehow knew all this shit about all the weird goings on in Smallville.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to drive the
weird local experts.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a boring town. What else is there to do? But take a bunch of Ritalin and read about wolves.
Learn about things that aren't in the town.
Is it Ritalin or Adderall?
Probably Adderall.
Scott comes to his house, like, how much Adderall have you had today? It's a lot, but that's beside the point. Freaking out. He's got like coaches support up on the wall.
It's all connected.
I do like how, though, when he's doing the lycanthropy research, he's just like, he's got his computer app, but he's also got that old, like, red lycanthropy book.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you think you can find in there that you can't find on the internet. And it's like 2011, this show. So it's like.
Also, like, just like a local library, did he get that from?
I guess. Or maybe he had it, like.
Got shipped over from London.
He already knew a lot about wolves, so I reckon he's.
It's his personal collection.
He wrote it.
He's a lycanthropy enthusiast.
I think he wrote it. What I found weird was when someone knocked on the door, he quickly shut his computer.
You're on a Wikipedia page.
What are you so...
One second.
He's not learning in this household.
Yeah, I know.
You better be like, masturbating.
Then I'll be looking at bloody wolves again. Damn Stiles, what have I told you?
So that's why his dad was annoyed.
No friends, no wolves.
Two rules. You break it every week.
You're going to live under my roof. You'll abide by those rules.
You could probably reboot this show.
Quickly alt tabs to porn. Oh, shit, sorry, Dad. I was just jerking off. It's fine.
Yeah. Probably see, it's incognito.
Make an interesting like spin-off of the show about Stiles just like hating on his dad, like Will Grello.
Yeah.
They didn't have the best relationship.
Cut to Stiles in like 20 years' time, talking about his troubled childhood.
Who put these wolves in my house?
More obscure reference for those.
Yeah, it's a little obscure, but it's just when there's dad issues, it just seems to just jump into my head.
Can we talk about his Scott's relationship with Allison and their quote unquote flirting or foreplay? Because holy shit, it was so cringeworthy.
Hey, I'd be freaked out too. In fact, yeah, I'd probably cry, and not like a man either, like the biggest girly girl ever. It'd be pathetic.
Yeah, right.
At the vet.
Yeah, that was.
So does Scott work at the vet?
Yeah.
So okay.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like he sort of broke in there and then just started doing work.
Well, I assume that's how he like after he got bitten, he had,
that's what
like,
I
the
thought.
Patch job. So maybe he did it himself. I'm guessing.
I thought he broke in there to sort of treat the wound because he was worried that someone would find out. But then he starts like feeding the cats.
Yeah.
But maybe he was just
walking
a good
around.
Guy.
He's walking around with the lights off everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And he like shadily goes to the door and. turns a sign around.
Yeah, he's there at like 11 p.m.
Because vets have open close times, like it's some sort of milk bar.
And he'd be there by himself. Like,
yeah.
That, like just patching up animals, not qualified at all.
Mm. Yeah, so Allison comes up with a dog that she hid in her car.
Yep.
And brings her in, and he, using his newfound wolf powers, can kind of calm the dog down.
Yeah.
Yep. While she's off.
It's like
putting it on his shirt.
Yeah, and the dog, like, in the background. The dog's laying there with like a broken leg, and then takes like 3 seconds to look at Scott, like, "What are you doing?
What? I see anything?
That's
why,
that's
why are you checking her out?
That's part of his wolf powers as well. He gets shamed by dogs.
Yeah, I'm a teenage boy. I've got needs. All right, Jesus.
But yeah, that was weird. That was weird. I don't really understand what that served in the story. Like, why did she have to hit a dog?
Yeah,
I think it was.
I'm sure
you could build the tension. I guess
you could have made him meet some other way that wasn't as weird. Or did they want to sort of showcase that he's got
animal powers?
Yeah,
it was something. Yeah, something about how it's not actually. Well, I mean, everything that is good about him in that first episode has come from the wolf thing.
Like,
it's nothing about him personally.
So he was terrible with animals afterwards?
Yeah.
I mean, not after, before that?
Before, yeah. Yeah. Well, probably not.
He's working at a vet.
Not empathetic at all. He would have just put that dog down.
Yeah.
And that's where we've seen that he's sort of developed as a human.
That's the growth.
That's the flashback we should have seen.
Yeah. Dog comes in with fleas. So, well, it's beyond saving.
Now, I've never taken steroids before. Mm. I don't know if you can tell by looking at me.
I always assume
it's all natural team wolf.
Yeah, you better believe it.
I always just assume you juiced.
There seems to be some sort of inference that just taking steroids would make you really good at lacrosse.
There's no way in hell you're out there kicking ass on the field like that without some sort of chemical boost.
That's not really how steroids work, right?
No. They just help you sort of like recover from training. Yeah. You still got to do the training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, if you get the lacrosse steroids, it's a different brand. Yeah.
That's what Coach Piper gave you at high school. Once a year.
Lacrosse steroids on once a year, and we just got so good at lacrosse.
But it only makes you good at lacrosse.
Yeah.
Only lacrosse-based skills.
Yeah.
Pirouetting. And
couldn't read anymore. Yeah. Couldn't hold a pen.
No, exactly. Well, that's look at Coach, too much muscle. You look at Coach Finstock. He's the product of like years of juicing on lacrosse steroids.
Straight to his eyeballs.
Yeah, exactly. So the only way to counterbalance that is to, like, in your old age, is just to have a massive cocaine addiction.
Okay.
So
it makes it work.
Yin and yang.
Yeah, exactly.
Live
it's all about balance.
So I don't know whether you've noticed me just like reapplying that white powder to my gums every 15 minutes. That's coke.
Ah, okay. I thought that was lacrosse steroids.
No. I don't do that anymore.
It's clean.
Have you got a group of young, like 15-year-old boys to vicariously live your life through?
Well, I figured I'll get to my 40s before I start coaching lacrosse.
Okay.
You know, I got to make sure I get all the lacrosse steroids out of my system. And then I got to find a supplier to then supply it to the kids.
Mm. And the cycle continues.
Exactly.
You can't just deal the steroids yourself. You got to go through a third party so they can't pin it on you.
He hasn't got the self-control.
Yeah, exactly. I got to wait till I can trust you to get me off some any sort of drug charges.
Okay. And we don't want to leave you alone in a room full of lacrosse steroids.
Yeah, sustained.
You'll relapse.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did like the confrontation with the bully. It was just classic. Mm. He was just such a two-dimensional generic jock.
Yeah, they were just
complete with a little locker slam at the end.
Next to the
head. Catch you being good at lacrosse again.
Yeah, they needed somebody to be like on his case of like, I'm gonna find out what's going on.
On
here.
Really, like,
no
just
matter
nothing.
What,
case built on nothing.
Yeah, like, why do you even care?
Like, yeah, I don't know.
just chill, man. Yeah. Apart from the fact that his girlfriend was given,
she smiled,
but he almost scratched his Porsche at the start of the episode. Didn't you see that,
dude? Watch the paint job.
Yeah, and then that was enough to sort of establish, you know, friction between the two.
Mm. Yeah.
So they go to the party and, like Scott said, Scott got an erection and freaked out and ran away.
Mm. I did. It happens all the time.
And then the next day, Allison was at
That's
school.
That's the teen part of the teen wolf.
Yeah. Allison was at school and she was understandably pretty pissed that he just abandoned her at the party.
Can you just find it in your heart to trust me on this one?
Am I going to regret this?
Probably. So is that a yes on a second chance?
Definitely yes.
Would you guys cop the explanation, you've just got to trust me on this one?
No, not at all.
Would you ever accept that?
No.
Nah, it's weird.
No.
Yeah. That's real weird.
Yeah. Just, especially like just someone you're maybe excuse. Thinking about a relationship
just
with.
Just say, oh, like,
that's yeah, such
I,
a red flag.
I shat my pants.
Yeah. Can yeah. you imagine like if they were still together 8 years later and she's like, they're just sitting in their home. They got like a young baby and like she's looking at him across the room. Like, where the fuck did you go? Like, it would just haunt you. Right. It would haunt you forever.
Yeah. I don't need to know. I can't tell you. Just trust me on this. It's that makes me so mad. It's such a cop out. I would never, you'd never accept that.
And he's got this like cheeky little smile. I'm pretty sure he's just a dirtbag.
Mm.
There's nothing good about him. He starts off as a bad character and then he gets superpowers.
Yeah.
That's supposed to kind of make him good, but he's actually just really terrible.
Yeah, but like they don't do anything to sort of...
Just like Clark Kent.
You know, make you empathetic towards him or anything like that. He's not likable. All they do before he turns into a werewolf is show him like knitting his lacrosse outfit and doing chin-ups.
Yeah.
That's like, so this is
very,
just,
very relatable.
He's just generic D-bag. Mm. And then he gets to school and apparently he's a nerd because...
For no reason.
Because he's ripped.
Yeah.
Because the jocks hate him. Even though he's on the team anyway.
Yeah, I don't get it. He's just like a lesser jock.
Yeah, he is. He's just like...
But it was the same in Superman. Like you said, it's like Clark Kent's meant to be this guy. They're like, you can't get on the football team. He's like 6'5".
Yeah. Oh, you'll get killed out of this. Tom Welling is huge. Yeah. What he is I have this from a high school teacher. They call them beige kids that don't really stand out from the crowd at all.
Oh,
he's just like, because he's like, he's a bit of like, he's not a nerd, he's not full jock because he's like a bench player on the lacrosse team, doesn't get on the field, but he's just somewhere there in the middle, like this. So they don't notice him. He'll just go through the system and
crack
like,
beige kids.
Mm, beige are we all kids. Are we beige all kids. Thinking the same? Because I'm thinking like, shit, was I beige?
Yeah,
kid?
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah. The more I think about it, I think it was a beige kid.
Yeah. Mm. We're all beige kids.
Yeah. We're the beigest.
Look at us now,
the beige boys.
The beige boys.
Not one of us is wearing beige.
We should change that.
Yeah.
No, we've grown as individuals.
Mm. So he basically is just a real nothing kid at high school. Doesn't stand out at all, and he just gets superpowers.
Hmm.
So that makes sense.
So he goes from being a beige kid to a jock, essentially, through becoming a werewolf.
Who's your source?
What's that?
Who's your source? Are you just, you said you know someone in the system?
No, I know high school
you're
teachers.
You're a beige kid?
I know. Based on the description of what a beige kid is, I was definitely a beige kid in high school. Yeah. But I didn't get bitten by a werewolf, so I wasn't able to then.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh, you weren't there for that day?
Well, obviously not.
It's like vaccinations. It's a werewolf.
Guess the nurse just holding its jaws.
That's why I never made the lacrosse team.
They had to do it at a full moon.
Even with all those lacrosse steroids.
You could have soared.
I could have.
Yeah. I did really enjoy that bit right at the start after they went to school the next day after they found the body and the teachers introducing the first class. And he's like, I know.
There indeed was a body found in the woods last night. But I am here to tell you that the police have a suspect in custody, which means you can give your undivided attention to the syllabus.
That's just going to make everyone think about it more.
Some girl from your class has been ripped in two and you're like, just concentrate on class.
Adding more heat to it.
Best not to ask any questions.
Nothing happened.
Just don't address it. It's fine.
He's clearly a suspect. He's trying to move on too quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I'm the suspect and I assure you it's not me.
Is this the thing? Like it wasn't... Because I guess they're trying to imply that it's Derek, right? The guy that he makes friends with who killed the girl. But it's probably not, right? Because we're supposed to like Derek.
No, and he's way too over the top shady when they see him the first time. He's like, get off my private property.
Because Derek, when they sort of meet the second time in the woods, he's like, quick, get out of here because they're coming.
Yeah.
And then they were like, the hunters. Other wolves? Oh, it's the hunters. But I sort of thought that they're... Because they were talking
there
about
could be
packs.
Other wolves.
Like
maybe,
bad, yeah,
they
like
howl
bad
to,
wolves.
To meet up with their pack or some shit. Styles is telling him that. So.
Oh, so maybe there's a bad wolf in the pack who's killing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I imagine there's a few of them. Because if the last episode didn't need to go by, there are millions.
Yeah, millions and billions and trillions of werewolves.
I don't want to jump too far ahead, but every second person in the world is a werewolf.
Shall we jump into the final episode of Teen Wolf?
We got anything else to cover in this
one? No, I think we should move ahead.
We're back with an all-guns-blazing shootout as 40-plus dudes unload on Scott and some other mid-20s wolves. Things look bad, but Styles and Derek show up to save the day and they all escape. They then get a message on their ham radio from an old man who's running some sort of operation to take out all the werewolves.
Are you pleased for the little family reunion I've gathered around you, Scott?
He wants revenge for something and has sent out a bullet of wolfsbane to take down Scott, and he also has a bunch of their friends held hostage. so half the gang goes to rescue their friends, while the other half, including Scott, goes to the old high school where there's a shapeshifter that turns you to stone if you look into its eyes. While they're at the school, Scott gets popped with the wolfsbane, but Derek burns it out so Scott can go fight the shapeshifter. Meanwhile, old man got into a shootout with his family and died. Back at the school, Scott and the shapeshifter are facing off in the library, and to make sure he can't get turned to stone, Scott rips his own goddamn eyes out. Ah! 30 seconds later, Styles comes in and throws down a magic powder called Mountain Ash that kills the shapeshifter. Scott's new lady friend Malia tells him,
Scott, please just look at me.
And his eyes come back. All is well for now, and it's all over for Team Wolf. Well, almost over.
Now it's over.
Good to see you, Coach.
You too, Jackson.
I love that they worked the coach into the final episode.
He had to come back.
He had to come back.
The reason he's in 38 episodes of 100 is that he's clearly the most popular.
Absolutely.
People fucking love him.
And I'm convinced that in between, he's upgraded from coke to meth.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's looking much more disheveled.
Real strung out.
Yeah. Yeah, like crazy hair, just walking around the school in the middle of the night.
No, with a lacrosse stick beating people to death. Extreme paranoia.
Just like sleeps in one of the lockers, standing up. Yes, holding the stick.
Now's my chance. God knows he would have no idea who he beat up. No. And then he probably didn't even notice the guys there. They're walking off. And he's walking off. Good to see you, Coach. Jackson, the kid I taught 7 years ago.
So I didn't realize that was Styles. I'm gonna be honest.
No, I didn't realize it was Styles either.
Yeah, because in the first episode he's got a shaved head.
Yeah,
and then last episode he looks more like he does nowadays. Because it's Dylan O'Brien from the Maze Runner series.
I know you said that.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean anything.
He's in what's that terrible film with Owen Wilson and
the Maze Runner?
No.
Maze Runner 2,
the one where they go work at Google. The intern.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Internship. No, what's it called? He's in that.
Interns?
Yeah.
Maze Runner internship?
Yeah, the Maze Runner internship. Okay. It was a weird crossover.
It's like Google, but like you have to get to Google, you have to go through the maze. I haven't seen Maze Runner, so I really don't know what it's about.
Okay.
Well, they run through mazes. Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
It's a clever name. Anyway.
Allison from the first? Her dad,
the love interest.
Ends up being
like
the head honcho hunter guy, correct?
But are they on the same team?
Well, kind of, because he's the son of the old man who's running the whole thing, trying to get him. Mm. But then, obviously, Allison's dad turns against his dad and kills him.
And Allison's been written out of it because she realized how garbage the show is. Like she and the actors.
Yeah. Well, don't give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's not assume that she went on to do anything impressive.
She got killed off, is that what I'm guessing?
Yeah, I think so. Because at the start, he says, like, they pick up this kid, right? Who's been...
at the start of this last episode,
emulating his
it's like the narrative structure that they use.
And he's like, you know, some people betray you, and it's like, oh, I wonder who that was. I just assumed it was Styles that turned on him at some point, but Styles are out there the whole time.
Yeah, and Styles, so
maybe Allison,
and now Styles is just this massive goofball. Has these weird moments of just like slapstick comedy in there?
Yeah, it's very jarring.
Yeah,
they don't work it in very
it's
well
serious,
at all.
And then slapstick comedy, and then back to serious.
Unlike the comedy with the coach, which they work in seamlessly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, that guy can play anything.
Oh, that man has...
That's true.
Bless you, Jess.
Bless you, Jess.
You all right?
It's my...
Cocaine went down the wrong way.
my lycanthropy's playing up.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of month.
Those full moons. I tell you what it was, I just want to quickly mention, because it happens, I think, well, sorry, Smallville was perfect for this, but in that first scene when they're going to pick up that kid and like the dad, Mr. Argent or whatever his name is, it's weirdly green screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When he's putting the helmet on. Yeah. I noticed that as well.
It just really, like, it probably wouldn't have cost really that much jarring. Money to just get to go on site in LA. Like,
yeah, just go drive to the top of a hill.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even that impressive, like a vista.
Landscape.
No. It's ridiculous. It just looks really bad. It's like, it's almost like, it's almost like Orny Adams directed that episode. Like, oh, we'll do something from The Room.
Yeah. I just don't understand
why you would do that.
Put it in unnecessarily because it's still so, unless you've got a like cracks, you know, CGI team.
Yeah.
It's never going to look.
No.
The CGI team's on crack. That's the problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you could make it look flawless Scott.
Oh, I could. No, yeah.
He's got special
just
powers.
Enough cocaine and you can make it look good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
just want to... Nothing we're not sponsored cocaine by and cocaine and or anything.
Yeah. It's a lot of coke references in this episode.
Sponsored by cocaine.
Yeah.
And it's the offer code TIS when you buy cocaine.
Just get onto Silk Road online and you can find it.
We've got a dark web store now.
Yeah, Silkroad.com /TIS.
Yeah.
Get 20% off all cocaine purchases now.
Use the code Teen Wolf checkout.
It's not a very stealthy address.
20% off your first order.
Well, you can only get to it if you've got Tor, so. Or some sort of dark web browser.
Of course.
Let's back to the episode.
Let's stop giving people instructions on how to get to the dark web.
So back to the
episode. Our other podcast. Yeah. Dark Web 101.
But this last episode, much the same as Smallville. It's so busy. There's so many characters and so many.
And
so many,
they jump around. And so they don't really, they extend it by the standard runtime by 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they just jump around. There's about 8 concurrent storylines that they're trying to jump between.
And there's so many tropes. There's so many tropes in this. Like with Jackson, the character who's come back, and it seems like there's a reunion between him and his old girlfriend who we saw in the first episode.
Okay.
All
right.
I can't believe
it's
you.
That's nice.
And they reveal that he's gay and she didn't know that he...
Didn't know that he was gay.
Knew that he was gay. Anyway, and there's that line of like, oh, like I knew you'd finally find out. Of like that trope of like the closeted gay guy who's super straight but doesn't know he's gay. Which
I don't think
I'd be interested
to
hear from the listeners, but does that ever happen? Does that,
I'm not
like,
sure.
Like where it's like the super masculine, like it just seems like a trope that turns up in
him,
so many
him not knowing.
Like everyone else knows.
Yeah. Everyone else knows that he's gay, but
he's
he doesn't.
He's kind of overcompensating.
Yeah.
So usually it's the other way around.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't know.
You know you're gay and you hide it from everyone else.
Usually,
Everyone else knows you're gay and they hide it from you.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just a lot. I don't know. Maybe I don't know a whole lot of people who would tell that story. But
yeah. Do you reckon that's a bit weird? Why it got a lot of the praise and high ratings it did, because there is
two gay characters, apparently.
Some diversity in the show.
Yeah. Because it's
diversity, yet they still managed
to
make sure everyone looked exactly the same.
Yeah. But I mean, it's got 7.7 on IMDb, and a bunch of episodes are like 9.6.
Yeah, I know.
And
that blows my mind.
Popular.
I think it's
just garbage.
It's because it's on MTV. It's just directly hitting the audience that would watch it.
Yeah.
And the thing is here is that you guys hadn't heard of the show at all. And I only knew about it because I'd seen ads for it on Foxtel. And it was never something it just seems to be grouped in with so much other garbage. So that's why this has ended up getting decent ratings, because you just not everyone's going to get to it. And if that gets 7.7, Baywatch Nights gets a 4.3.
It's been shielded from the people that would savage it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm.
I guess it came out at a time when there was more choice in how you like watched what you wanted to watch. So I'm never going to seek it out and watch it unless you're really into it. You're going to stop watching after the first couple episodes.
Yeah. But it's good. It's interesting though. You're right. It has been shielded from people that would savage it. And I think that sort of makes shows like that end up like on Netflix or things that like, you know,
you've got a direct market for.
Yeah, like where you hit broader market.
A niche out.
Yeah, they're going to get harsher ratings. Because at 7.7, and you look at something, I'm just trying to think of like, one of my favorite shows, Bored to Death, with like Jason Schwartzman and Ted Danson and Zach Galifianakis. It's just hilarious, great writing. Has like a 7.9. Mm. And it's like the best show, because that's hitting a much wider market.
Yeah.
It's going to get...
It's not everybody's cup of tea.
No. Yeah. And people are going to rate it. It's going to get a lot of sixes, whereas this would get... Not this would probably like thing is with this show is I reckon it would be so extreme all the ratings, it'd be like tens and then like ones,
because it's mostly tens,
but then they killed a character off.
Seven and a half to one ratio,
it is 41% tens.
Is it really?
Yeah,
wow,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, see, that doesn't surprise me.
I want to talk about the shapeshifter.
What was that?
It's like a skinless person,
yeah, real
skinless
fleshy
white walker in a hoodie.
Yeah.
But then he had like bandages over his face. And
at one point.
Yeah. I think that might have been a throwback to another villain though.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Must have been.
Because it was obviously shifting to people that others would recognize. So you'd like look up and then look at it in the eyes, and then you get turned to stone.
I was frustrated at how easy it managed to trick everyone who knew what was going on.
Yeah.
There was like one guy who seems like Scott's sort of...
mentor.
Yeah. It seems like some sort of dead partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shapeshifter takes the form of that and he's talking to him. And he knows what's going on the whole time and he still looks at it at some point.
That's why you got to claw your eyes out.
Because yeah, the only shit, way.
I don't understand. Why did he claw his eyes out?
Because he didn't want to look.
Exactly.
Just close your eyes.
He knows how to fight it.
Nobody's opening your eyes for you.
He has regenerative powers.
Yeah. It's still going to hurt like shit.
I guess.
It's still going to hamper you in a fight.
What would you suggest, Scott?
He must have been...
A blindfold.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, you've got to
put your jacket over your head.
Yeah. And the fact that, like, literally 30 seconds later, Styles came in and threw down the magic powder and
I'd be livid.
Banished the shapeshifter.
I'd be livid.
Yeah. It's like the end of the mist
or
something.
But it doesn't seem like he has any other powers, the shapeshifter. You just sort of don't look at it and he can't do anything.
Mm.
But it was safe to say, that last episode was just absolute trash.
Yeah.
Like, beyond trash.
Yeah, and all the music hits
and actually having the song name come up.
That was what pushed me over.
Yeah, it was intense. Yeah.
It's just a glorified music video.
It really is.
Yeah.
Just shit song.
Yeah. And just did not fit in with the episode at all. So
jarring.
I've
never heard of, so it obviously didn't work.
Yeah.
If it's missing the mark that bad, why do you keep doing it? The record, I don't know. It must just
9.6.
The record company must own the studio or vice versa, and they just pump it.
Yeah. Well, MTV.
Yeah,
it's an MTV production.
Yeah. But do they have their own label?
MTV.
I don't know.
Well, they have a lot of ties to labels. Yeah. Have some deals with, like, you know, just playing music videos and stuff.
Garbage bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only so much soft rock I can listen to.
Well, that was your quota?
That was my quota. I'm done.
Well above.
I'm done.
It went through the ceiling for me. I just can't even...
Next episode, we need to watch something that's, got like a nice score behind it, like Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something nice and classic
guitar.
Some strings.
Yeah. There was that scene at the end after Scott had ripped his eyeballs out, and then Malia came in to encourage him to get his regenerative powers back.
Yeah.
He's like, look at me, Scott. You've got to look at me.
Yeah.
And then one of the characters in the background is like,
kiss him. What? Kiss him.
It's like, what do you mean? You gotta kiss him. That'll help.
Said that. Apparently, so I read the Wikipedia synopsis after the end of the episode, try and make heads
wrap your head around
what actually happened. And it said that she kisses him to distract him so that he can restore his
What?
He can only heal when he's distracted.
Is this like a erectile dysfunction metaphor?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like we said before, the whole thing's a metaphor for sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I reckon that probably will do us for episode or the finale. I cannot talk any more about this. There wasn't enough Coach Finstock for me. let's move into reboots. Scott, do you want to kick us off with your reboot?
Why not? So, I personally am sick of all these like supernatural shows that... based around teenagers, because it's all like just like we said, the show's like kind of about there's all these allegories to sex and blah 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 blah.
You've already made your thoughts clear on this last episode with your the geriatric witch.
Yeah.
Well, if you liked that, you're gonna like this. Let me tell you that much.
It's part of the expanded universe.
So I just want a little bit more representation. So instead of going with a young 15-year-old awkward, terrible human being, we're going to go with a middle-aged father and accountant with dreams of trading on Wall Street, Bernard Levy. He's got a couple of kids. He's got a wife. They live in New Jersey. And they go off into the down to Lexington in Kentucky to have like a birthday weekend to celebrate his 50th birthday. And he has a bit of a tiff with his wife and then ends up walking off into the woods and gets bitten by a werewolf.
Mm.
So they come back to New Jersey and he starts realizing that he's got these heightened senses and he is going to use them to achieve his dreams. So he's going to get out of the accountancy business, wants to go trade on Wall Street and basically gets a little office, goes amongst the day traders and uses his senses to make trades. So like he's like super hearing. He can like hear all the phone conversations that everybody's having. So like insider trading.
Can I
Also just gets like super masculine with like a couple of the other, like it's a bit of like a jock mentality going on. And yeah, he's just going to trade his way to the top.
He's just going to be directed by Scorsese. Maybe you'll have DiCaprio star.
Not necessarily.
In the titular role.
I don't think I'm going the way that you think I'm going. But anyway, but that's the story. But I just wanted to call it something real simple. It's called The Pack.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you thought I was going, but thought I'd go in another direction.
Easily could have gone. Yeah, we all know where you could have gone. Yeah. I would have liked Wolf Trader myself.
Wolf Trader?
Yeah.
I would have liked Werewolf of Wall Street.
I'm open to suggestions.
We can retool that.
Yeah, but essentially it's kind of like it's kind of like a Breaking Bad-esque sort of thing. You know, like guy's fed up with his life. Maybe. Becomes a werewolf in order to progress his own. I think he's going to end up as like an anti-villain.
Anti-hero.
Oh, shit.
Just got
something up.
If people get in his way, does he just kill them?
Yeah. I think there's going to be a couple other alphas on the floor,
and
on
he
the ground.
Mauls them.
Yeah. He waits. He does deals with them in the middle of on the cover of darkness.
Interesting.
Rips their hearts out.
Have you got anyone cast?
Yes. So I was thinking for Bernard Levy, just get real middle of the road kind of guy. Stephen Tobolowsky. He's a real average looking dude.
Yeah. Have you seen
Groundhog Day?
Yes.
He's the
Ned Ryerson.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. He's in Memento. He plays the...
See, Memento.
Yeah, so you know the like side flashes where he's talking about Sammy Jenkins, the guy who can't remember. He had the brain injury and...
Oh, he's from... Yeah. Oh, no, yeah.
He's in a lot of stuff. He's also a director as well.
No, I know him from...
he's in The Practice.
Silicon Valley.
It's one of those character actors. He just crops up in everything.
Yeah, but he's just a great like 50, 60-year-old man. We might age him down so he can be 50.
Yeah.
Werewolf of Wall Street. I like it.
We might need like another like a boss sort of... maybe he needs to, I don't know, have a confrontation with his boss at the accountancy firm.
McConaughey,
yeah. really pushing this. Anyway, that's it. The Pack.
Nice. All right, I might jump in.
Go for it.
So like how Scott was saying, he's sick of teens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of wolves.
Yeah, God, so am I.
Gotta get them out of here.
Way oversaturated.
I wanted to mix it up with something else a bit more exciting. So it's pretty much the same storyline, except the main character ingests a were tapeworm and then slowly notices that he has the qualities of a tapeworm.
Ooh.
So he's just like really good at mooching off people without them noticing. And then on like a full moon, he just gets like really long and his head changes into one of those things with like a circle and with all the teeth facing inwards.
Jesus. Ugh.
And then the next morning, he like just wakes up in someone's digestive tract. He's like, what happened last night?
Fucking gross.
Wouldn't he do? Yeah.
And then like kill the hunters instead of like bows and arrows. They, you're meant to get a tapeworm out with like a pen. You like roll it around draw it out.
No.
So they have like a giant machine that's like a pen and they have it like turn him around.
I thought they just have like, there's like some medication you can have that just kills
them. You got to get him out physically. You get like
because it's so
him,
long, you got to wind him because you don't want it to break.
Right.
So you got to like turn it around slowly to draw it out.
Real gross.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so because he's a giant tapeworm, they have like a big machine that like, pulls him out of someone's body.
We can understand.
It's like a big reverse fishing line sort of thing.
Exactly, yeah. So he's going to be played by Danny McBride. His name's Terry.
Yeah.
Terry the Teen Tapeworm.
Terry the Teen and he's playing a teen?
Yeah.
So it'll be Teen Tapeworm?
Teen Tapeworm.
Yeah, Teen Tapeworm.
That is disgusting.
Teen Tapeworm.
I don't want to watch that.
I'm not watching it. When you said tapeworm, I just pictured like the Jerry slug from Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Oh. 5 out of 5. Mm. Gross.
Am I up?
You're up.
All right. I've got one that's sort of centered around Coach.
Nice.
Coach Bobby.
My one's centered around Coach.
Yeah, but I'm sure mine's different.
I specifically asked you before, did anyone have one about the coach? And you said no.
Well, I sort of pivoted.
I'm going to take it out.
It's fine.
Morgan, jump in. Do your reboot.
No.
No. Take a step back.
No, come on.
Let him do it.
I'm fired up.
You're pivoted. You've clearly pivoted mid podcast.
No, I wasn't really sure who was my main character was going to be, but this works.
Just
this
so you know, you've really fucked me here.
They used the same. This was both sort of about
Scott. Wolf of Wall Street and Tapeworms.
No,
yeah.
They're very different.
No, they're not.
All right, just do your thing. We'll judge it. We'll judge
anything
it later.
To do with either.
Anyway, so this it happens before the events of Teen Wolf has to for this to make sense. sort of like an origin story.
Oh, it isn't. It's complete. It's exactly the same.
Do you have access to Morgan's Google Docs account?
So they're in California, right? I assume they're near LA. Anyway, coach is just walking home late night at lacrosse practice, walking home from school to his house. Happens across Charlie Sheen on a bender. Charlie Sheen, out of his mind, rabid, bites the coach, and he sort of like passes out in the woods. But then wakes up in his bed. He's like, oh, that was strange. That was strange. Anyway, goes to school the next day and starts noticing all of these sort of heightened senses based around Charlie Sheen's sort of abilities. So, you know, heightened sense of sexism. You can sort of sniff out drugs from a long way away.
Teeth grinding,
things like that. And then basically any time 2.5 men is on in the background, he will turn into full Charlie Sheen.
We'll go full Sheen.
Yeah, and go full Sheen Wolf.
Yeah, Sheen Wolf.
Yeah. So it's sort of like a Teen Wolf, Charlie Sheen crossover that acts as a prequel to Teen Wolf.
Sheen Wolf.
Sheen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
It's pretty good.
So, you know, all the sort of...
So basically every weekday at like 7 p.m. about 12 years, he was...
only if he's like if he sort of hears the music or sees the show.
Yeah.
So I imagine
going full Sheen, that'd take like a good 3 weeks
to wind
down from.
Exactly. Yeah. It's sort of like the reverse of...
it's like 2 days a week, 2 days a month, you're normal.
Exactly. And the triggers are everywhere.
Everywhere.
Because as we know, 2.5 Men reruns are...
Oh, they're thick and fast.
They're abundant.
Mm.
Yeah. Sheen Wolf. So I'm sure there wasn't much of a crossover.
What do you have, Morgan?
So mine's an origin story about the coach.
Outside of that, come on.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's no Charlie Sheen. So
he doesn't get bitten by a juiced up Charlie Sheen.
No. This is a pretty conventionalist story. So it's about Coach Finstock, and started his life after he graduates from Beacon Hill.
He definitely went to that school. That's a...
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So after he graduates, sort of like, he was a beige kid, so didn't have much going on. So anyway, he becomes addicted to online gambling and coke and energy drinks. So he just sits at home and just gambles online.
So when you say coke, you mean
cocaine?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So it's just doing lines.
Is there any other
drinking.
Kind?
Well, just because he was like, when he said energy drinks, yeah. I assume meant Coca Cola. But anyway,
So he's just doing that all day. Gets to a point where he's parents eventually get sick of him being in there and said, you got to get a job, we'll get out. So pulling one of my favorite tropes, his uncle comes to get him a job at the local car yard. So it starts selling used cars. And he's just jacked all the time. It turns out he's pretty good at selling cars, and he sort of kicks the gambling, still doing the coke, but kicks the gambling. And then...
got to keep the coke.
Yeah. And then one day while he's out there working, gets struck by lightning. And then... And then all of a sudden he's just got this newfound, like, he's like, oh man, I gotta get more involved with the community. But his gambling side comes back and he starts like becoming addicted to gambling on like high school lacrosse. Like, so he just starts like running like heaps of bets on that. So he then becomes, he decides change.
Doesn't sound very community minded.
Career change, becomes the local lacrosse coach for the local school.
So he can have more of an influence over...
Yeah, exactly. They start really fixing the games, but then first game, struck by lightning. Again, really unlucky, this guy. That's why he's like, looks just so fucked up all the time. And then he just like becomes just really obsessed with the actual sport and sort of drops the gambling, just becomes obsessed with all that and competitive frame of mind. So that's the story of how... It's just a story of how Coach Finstock went from graduation to... Just strung out, just crazy dudes like walking around the school at night with a lacrosse stick. It's called Sticks of Thunder, the Bobby Finstock story.
I like how the only way in your mind a character can sort of change is by getting struck by lightning
twice.
Yeah. I really want to be
the only way to have an epiphany or to change
and
your
also
life.
To lose an epiphany or a certain section of that
just,
epiphany.
Just
but keep
slightly change it. What, yeah.
I would legitimately watch that.
Sticks of Thunder?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm a little bit mad at you still, Jess, because I feel like you stole some of my thunder.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Forgive you.
Sheen Wolf and Sticks of Thunder can exist in the same universe.
I think they can.
And should.
So yeah, that's my reboot.
Maybe just swap one of the lightning strikes with getting bitten by a drug-fueled Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, we could make this work both ways.
Mm.
But yeah, the reboots. Not a bad set of reboots this week. Pretty solid.
I enjoyed them.
Mm.
Better than Teen Wolf, that's for sure.
Mm. Much all of those were better than
Teen
Wolf.
I'd rather watch any of them.
Mm. Yeah, me too. But let's move to our other favourite segment, IMDb List of the Week.
Let's indeed. All right, this week we have a list from user Neon Draconia. It's only created a month ago, actually.
Oh, it's a fresh list.
Hot off the press. It's another recast. It's Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, yes.
So we've got superstar, actor, household name, Dylan O'Brien.
Yep.
Oh,
as Frodo.
Hang on, is this just a straight recast of just people they want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no larger theme to this.
Is this Scott's list? Because he seems to be the only person that knows who Dylan O'Brien is.
Yeah, every character is just Dylan O'Brien.
Well, Dylan O'Brien was in Maze Runner.
I enjoyed
the Scott's dream version of Lord of the Rings.
I enjoyed the first Maze Runner film. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay, just say it then. Just say it.
Aidan Gillen's in it? Come on.
Okay. No shame here, Scott. So, just say it.
As a big Dylan O'Brien fan, how do you feel about him playing Frodo?
Has he got the range? Because he was in Teen Wolf as well.
He's got like sort of the elfish look.
I think I prefer him than Elijah Wood. No. For sure.
Let's not say things he can't take back.
Well,
keep him coming.
Let's see who they got for Gandalf.
Ooh.
Mr. Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
And Gollum, Andy Serkis.
What?
Okay.
So kind of lost a bit of imagination there.
Yeah, so we've lost
at the start of the list.
Who's Sam?
Sam?
Mm.
Liam Hemsworth.
What?
Legolas? Chris Hemsworth.
Oh my god.
Really?
Gimli? Hugh Jackman.
What
is going on?
Saruman? Willem Dafoe.
I don't mind that.
I could actually see that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Sauron? Sylvester Stallone.
Well, you just don't. You do not need to cast Sauron. He doesn't appear in anything, any part.
You can give him some lines.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's great.
And one of our favorites from last list, actually, Bilbo will be played by Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Oh, man.
Dennis Quaid.
I hate this version of Lord of the Rings. Have you had Hemsworth Brothers part?
Play an elf and an elf. This is a bad
list.
Yeah, they didn't do a good job.
No, why tap out a Gandalf? Like, there could be so many options, right?
What about Merry and Pippin?
Dan Stevens and Lucas Till. Dan Stevens is from Downton Abbey. Lucas Till is from X-Men First Class.
Yeah, Lucas Till.
Put some thought into those.
There's a couple. There's
just
a
went like...
There's a, yeah.
Why don't even just get the other Hemsworth to do something else?
Yeah.
Why don't you get the Hemsworth to play all of the characters? Like the Nutty Professor.
I don't mind the casting of Dylan...
O'Brien.
Yeah, you can work with that.
Because having seen him, there's some physical characteristics that make sense, but... That's really lazy casting.
I'm all about Sylvester Stallone as Sarah, though. Just pop the helmet off.
Oh, it's great. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's great. I like how we've got one line for him. Adrian! They drew first blood. So he'd just be quoting his own films.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
he's not learning any more lines. Are you kidding me?
It's like my favorite jokes of all time was that Ricky Gervais one. He's played all sorts of characters from Rambo to a boxer. Sylvester Stallone.
Sounds got to build some hurting bombs.
Yeah, exactly.
Blunt force trauma.
He's 6 million years old. He can't do anything else. Arthritis has got his knees shot.
Three months ago that list was created.
One month ago.
That's a garbage list. Garbage list.
That garbage list.
Yeah, I'm going to make a list of that. I'm going to recast Lord of the Rings and post it up there.
Get some more traction.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Who are you going to start with?
Why even?
Who's your Sauron?
Well, Dylan O'Brien.
Obviously.
Dylan O'Brien. Obviously, it's Dylan O'Brien. It's Frodo. Sauron, I think, is probably a decent... I mean, I'd probably get Jason Statham.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
Shirtless?
I don't know.
Obviously.
Of course.
Got ripped.
I don't know if I'd go Dylan O'Brien for my...
I think Elijah Wood was a perfect casting
for my Frodo.
For Frodo.
I'd probably go DeVito as Gollum, but...
Oh, yes.
That's a good cast.
Loincloth.
Gross.
Got Glenn Houghton as Boromir.
All right, well, I can see your list is going to be. It's always sunny recast of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, now we're talking.
That's a good cast.
Mac and Charlie make a good Merry and Pippin.
Yeah, they would. The Dirt Crumb. Cool. All right. Well, anyway, we should probably wrap things up. So, final thoughts on Teen Wolf, Jerome.
It's a show about a teenager who becomes a werewolf.
Yeah. Are you going to watch anymore? Do you want to get
definitely not.
You always we always put out he's so succinct, but just give me something more.
I'm never going to watch any of these shows. Well, that's the whole point of this podcast.
I know, but give me a little bit more of a flesh out your answer a little bit more.
If you like Smallville, but you were just always sort of annoyed that Superman couldn't turn into a wolf, this is the show for you.
That's what I'm looking for.
That really sort of grinded at you.
Better, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, you're welcome.
I reckon it could quite possibly be the worst show we've done.
Oh,
it is pretty horrendous.
That's a big call.
And just the music video aspect of it.
Yeah,
really, that really knocked it down a lot of notches in my book.
Grinded my gears.
Yeah, it was fair garbage.
Yeah,
Scott, what about you?
See, I wouldn't say it's the worst show that we've like. I think
you really like the guy that played Styles.
I just think he's got a future, you know. The finale was very confusing, and it, like we've said many times, this episode is very Smallville-esque, but it's also very like Pretty Little Lies-esque in that jammed everything in. But I still thought it was more bearable than the Pretty Little Lies finale in a lot of ways. I'm not gonna watch it. I am intrigued at the high scores on IMDb, but it's not enough to really draw
you
in.
We sort of solve that mystery. You log into a bunch of different old accounts.
Yeah, it's me. You'll notice that every single thing that Dylan O'Brien's in has over 9. It's a full time job.
Someone's going to do all of Dylan O'Brien's work.
One day you'll learn my name.
I agree with you, Scott, in saying it's not the worst show we've ever done, because I think Ghost Whisperer and Pretty Little Lies are a lot worse than this. And the first episode, similar to Smallville, it wasn't hideous. I didn't hate it. There was parts I enjoyed. What wanted me to watch the second, makes no sense. Why I wanted to watch the second episode was purely because I wanted to see more of the coach, because I was so intrigued.
He's
by
the
it.
One.
Which just watch his stand up or something.
Or did just watch a YouTube compilation.
There will be a YouTube compilation of it. So that'll be enough for me. But
it has given us another addition to the TIS Hall of Fame, for sure.
Ornie Adams is... Thank you, Josh Finstock.
Joining the likes of Gary Young.
Yeah, and Bullet.
Bang.
Bang. So we could have another line into the opening sequence of the show. It was... But that finale was just so bad. That could be the worst episode of anything we've watched.
Yeah. And the most concurrent storylines going on.
Insane.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very hard to keep up.
Yeah. The fantasy shows really spiral out of control.
Oh, massively. I am looking forward to one day doing...
I think they just try to cover too many bases. Mm. They could have just stuck to the werewolf thing, but they had to...
we've said a number of times, it's smaller is better.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. It's a slippery slope.
Worse.
Yeah. Monster of the Week, that's what made Supernatural good back in the day.
Yeah, but it's like they sort of... They've got this idea in their head that if they accept werewolves as being something that exists, they've got to accept all sort of...
Yeah. Although they didn't accept vampires.
They didn't.
They made a conscious choice to exclude vampires.
How do you know? I guess...
I read a bit of trivia.
I guess there's a lot of shows that already cover that, and you're just going to... Yeah, it's a way to stand out from the crowd, I guess, which this show seemingly did.
Seven seasons. That's
a beige TV show.
Yeah.
Beige, yeah.
Would you go back and watch Teen Wolf the movie? Because I actually kind of...
I am intrigued.
I want to see Jason Bateman.
Completely different thing.
Well, that's Teen Wolf 2.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Is it... I can go back to Coles and grab it off the DVD.
It'll still be there.
Still there?
You can grab a DVD player while you're there.
And it'll still be those sweet, sweet 2008 prices.
Yeah, great.
$24.99 or something stupid.
How much is the DVD VHS combo player going to cost me?
Probably $6 from JB.
$6? All right, cool.
Cool. All right. Well, probably should wrap things up there. So as always, please, if you can jump on to iTunes or any of your podcasting platforms and give us a rate review, they do go a long way.
Please suggest something better for us to watch at theincompleteseries.com. So we don't have to subject ourselves to more teen dramas.
Tell a friend. Let someone know about TIS.
Yeah, tell a friend. Take it offline.
Exactly.
I agree.
Have a conversation.
Ram these social media channels down your throat. Exactly. Seem
looking
to
at someone
anything,
in the eye won't turn you to stone.
No, this isn't Teen Wolf.
Let someone in.
This is just teen.
Let someone into your life. Yeah. Open your heart. Tell them about
TIS.
Well, Easter's coming up. Yeah. You know, get the family around.
Get it.
Listen
to
it
on the old wireless.
And listen to an episode of the Incomplete Series.
All together. Just gather around the... Is it warm? Is it cold enough for a fireplace? In this
sure.
Thing? Yeah, gather around a fireplace. Or a gas heater.
Yeah, I don't care. If it's 30 degrees, then put the aircon on and light the fire.
Yeah. Get that 50-gallon drum in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't have a fireplace.
Yeah. Make a fire pit in the middle of your house. out of a drum.
It's the way this show is intended to be listened
exactly.
to.
Yeah. It's yeah. the best way of listening to it.
It's serving suggestion.
Exactly. And after that, go back online. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. And yeah. go to... Does that Twitter even operate? I don't even know. Don't follow
I think
podcast
it's got, I think it's recently gained sentience. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, God. This is how the world ends. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you, Jez.
Thanks, Boggs.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
And thank you, Scott.
Thank you.